This is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project and been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. This article has been recorded with the kind support of the Southampton Area Talking Echo at their studio in Mount Pleasant Road, Southampton. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeology Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 1,000 or more vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeology Trust, provides background information about the project. This article is about the SS Tycho and the SS Porthcurry. In May 1917, the SS Tycho was nearing the end of a voyage from Bombay to Hull with 5,700 tons of general cargo. Built in 1904 by Earl's Shipbuilding and Engineering Company of Hull for Ellerman Wilson Lines, she was of 3,216 gross registered tons, GRT, and powered by a triple expansion steam engine. Hull was her home port, and some of her crew of 33 would undoubtedly have been looking forward to arriving, having left Bombay on the 25th of March. She called in to Falmouth to receive routing instructions from the Admiralty, and then proceeded up the English Channel. The weather is recorded as dismal, with rain, drizzle and haze. At 18:10 hours on the 20th of May 1917, while south of Brighton, she was torpedoed by the German submarine SM-UB-40, commanded by Hans Holweit. The torpedo hit abreast of the number 2 hatch, and the ship immediately began to sink. There were no casualties at this point, and the crew abandoned ship into the lifeboats. The Tycho sank at 18:40 hours, and the master having destroyed her confidential papers. Nearby, the SS Porthcurry was on a voyage from Cardiff to Sheerness, with a cargo of coal, and saw the crew of Tycho abandoning ship. Porthcurry was a smaller vessel of 1920 GRT, built in the Sunderland in 1911 by J. Crow and Sons Limited for the Porthcawl Shipping Company. Powered by a triple expansion steam engine, she had a crew of 19. In defiance of Admiralty instructions, Porthcurry proceeded to the vicinity of Tycho to recover survivors, and the boats from the Tycho came alongside her. As the survivors began to board, the Porthcurry was hit by a torpedo fired from the same U-boat that had sunk Tycho. A good demonstration of the logic behind the Admiralty orders not to remain in the area of a sinking. The torpedo struck Porthcurry in her boiler room, killing the master, W.J. Ebbett, the chief officer, and 5 of her crew, as well as 15 of the crew from Tycho, including her master, who were still alongside in their lifeboats. The Porthcurry sank in 7 minutes. All of the casualties, a total of 22, occurred on or near the Porthcurry. The survivors, 18 from Tycho and 12 from Porthcurry, were then picked up by another nearby ship, the SS Esperanto, that also presumably ignored the Admiralty instructions but was not reprimanded. They were subsequently transferred to the tug Mercedes III and landed at Newhaven. Some of the casualties are buried at Rottingdean. The wrecks lie close together, about 16 miles southwest from Beachy Head. Porthcurry lies at a depth of 42 metres, upright in two pieces in a large valley. The vow section lies east-west and is 10 metres high. Tycho lies in 45 metres of water. Neither wreck has any form of protection, either as a war grave or a historic wreck. UB-40 was commissioned on the 18th of August 1916 and was scuttled in Ostend on the 5th of October 1918 during the German evacuation of Belgium. She sank 99 ships, damaged 15, and took one as a prize. A total of 1,091,275 tons. Hans Hauwelt, in command of the UB-40 at the time of these sinkings, died in Bad Schwartzau on the 6th of September 1970. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeological Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and suggestions for what you'd like to hear about in the future. And of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer, perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website at Forgotten Wrecks or via telephone on 02380 237300.